At a swanky Beltway cocktail party last week, journalists, politicians, and Washington insiders gathered to mark a milestone for 89-year-old journalist Helen Thomas, her 50th year covering the White House. On this night, Thomas held court from a plush sofa where she scribbled her autograph and copies of her most recent book, Listen Up, Mr. President.
I should sign it, Bob. No, I'm a mad, mad woman.
Mad in the proper sense.
It smiles all around now, but over the years, Thomas has inspired equal parts respect, fear, and loathing from the other side of the lectern in the White House briefing room. Just ask B.J. Cooper. He worked for President Reagan and the first President Bush.
I used to be a deputy press secretary at the White House. And when I started in 1989, Marlon Fitzwater, who was the press secretary at the time, said to me, now, B.J., when you come in, Helen's going to be sitting on the bureau outside my office. I said, yes, sir. He said, she's going to ask you questions. I said, yeah. He said, don't answer them. Don't say anything, because anything you say will be the top of her story.
Thomas has tangled with dozens of press secretaries since the 1960s when she first started out. And her reputation for relentless questioning didn't change when she stepped down from her post at the newswire United Press International in 2000 and became a columnist for the Hearst News Service. In her 50 years in the White House press corps, she's covered 10 presidents and countless crises and scandals. The faces of those presidents actually greet Thomas in a giant mural painted on the side of her favorite Washington dinner haunt. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant called Mama Aisha's, where there's a salad on the menu that bears her name. Thomas told me about her special connection to the spot when we settled down at a table there to talk.
I put the key in the door with Mama Aisha. It was 1960. We came in together when she was buying the place and taking over. It's kind of a one-man operation at the time, one woman.
That was also back when Thomas was first reporting on presidential politics for UPI. President Eisenhower was still in office, John F. Kennedy was on the campaign trail, and Thomas was reporting features on the future first family.
But as soon as the President Kennedy was inaugurated, I was covering men, women, children, animals, everything at the White House.
Was it difficult to convince your editors to move you on to a campaign or to do more policy-focused things at that time?
No, I was sort of assigned myself. I was the man who came to dinner. I went a couple times, and they said, you know, I just indicated this is my beat, and they took it.
Which presidents did you have the most difficulty covering?
All of them. They hate the press, really. Once they need the press during a campaign, and they really work to get their attention. But after, once they're in the White House, the Iron Curtain comes down.
And what does that mean for your coverage? How do you shift gears, especially since there's instances in the past where you've been iced out by certain administrations?
Means that you have to struggle harder to convince them that this is a country with freedom of the press. And every public official is very accountable. Everything they do is accountable to the American people, and that's why we're there. We're the watchdogs. And I think everything belongs in the public domain, practically, except for where the atomic arsenal is.
Now, I also want to ask you about your 2006 book, Watchdogs of Democracy, because in that book, you do talk about the White House press corps' failures. And for a group that you would run with and been the dean of for so long, what were the things that were disappointing you at that time, and how do you feel today?
A lack of guts. When President Bush knew and announced that he was going to war, nobody asked him why. I thought that was a great failing, and we let the country down.
So what lessons do you think the reporters have learned from that period? Do you see a difference today?
They're getting tougher, a lot tougher. The questioning is much more penetrating. They're putting press secretaries on the spot. I think they're tougher on the president, but he hasn't had many news conferences. Presidents don't like to have news conferences. They're president. How dare you question them or their motives?
Her questioning also draws fire from media critics and sometimes even fellow journalists who have complained of long and often combative questions. But reporters like Chip Ree with CBS say they appreciate her style.
I know that if it's a day when we really need to be asking tough questions, she's going to have my back. That if I'm asking a tough question and Gibbs is being evasive or smug, she's going to jump in and she's going to help me because she is great with the 1-2 punch and she doesn't leave us out there hanging.
And some of her biggest admirers in the press corps are women, because when Helen Thomas began covering the White House, women journalists were nowhere near the front row. Thomas became the first woman to head a White House bureau for a wire service, and she helped break down other barriers, including memberships and leadership positions in everything from the exclusive Gridiron Club and White House Correspondents Association to the National Press Club. At the party celebrating Thomas's 50th year covering the White House, NPR's Cokie Roberts said access to those clubs is something women today take for granted.
And, you know, sometimes you can laugh at those organizations because they don't mean much today to people trying to get ahead in the business. But in that era, if you weren't in that room, you couldn't get a story. You couldn't get ahead. And so for the women who fought to do that, it was a very, very important thing for them and for all the women who came after them.
Thomas wouldn't be kept out of those rooms or any other. But she says women like the late Frances Lewin, her good friend and an AP wire reporter, helped beat those doors down.
I didn't feel like I was, Mother Teresa in any way. But I did resent the discrimination against women. And I fought against that. But we were, it wasn't a one-person operation. I was very lucky to be with a lot of women who felt the same way.
Well, Helen Thomas, thank you so much for your patience. It was an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Now we have drink.
Well, it depends. What's your favorite drink?
Whatever you like.
Okay, gin and tonics all around. Is that okay?
Good girl.
Really?
That's a great idea.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Sarah Byer-Kelly and produced by Peter Breslow, Walter Ray Watson, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Veronica Miller, Thomas Pierce, Sean Bowditch, Habiba Nosheen, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Coe. Our technical director is Burkhan. Tom Woodward is at the operations desk. Our librarian is Key Molesky, and Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was edited today by Jeffrey Bennett. The senior editor of Weekend Edition is Jenny Burgle. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Audie Cornish.